Welcome, everybody, to the Soda Jerks Popcast, episode 12.
12.
Oh, nice. You remember?
Yeah, I did.
You don't need to do that, though. Oh. For those of you listening, this makes no sense. But for those of you
watch
watching,
the trailer.
It might be in there. Anyway, I am Aaron, and this is
Mike.
And we are the Soda Jerks.
We
review sodas, and yep. We talk about sodas.
Yep.
And once a week, we do a podcast about sodas.
We sure do.
Hope they figured that out by now, since it's episode 12.
We've had 12 of these.
Yeah. Look what I'm wearing.
Wait a second. That looks like a brand new SodaJerks.net t-shirt.
It is.
Where did you get that?
Well, I went to the SodaJerks.net and clicked on merchandise.
Oh, that sounds...
I saw this t-shirt and several other t-shirts I could purchase.
That sounds really easy.
It is. It's really, really easy.
You should do it too and support our site by showing the people of the world our address.
Except for one of the shirts, which doesn't have it.
Sure. But anyways.
But that's okay. If you don't want...
Then they'll say, what's SJ in that bottle cap?
Yeah, if you don't want to support the actual address, just wear the SJ.
Right.
We get a dollar profit from each shirt, and I'm not lying about that.
But more important than profit is the free advertising that you do for us. You want to help our site out? Do you care?
We have... You know what I did the other day? I saw...
Hopefully...
A stray puppy.
I really thought this was going to involve a dog.
It did.
Oh,
I saw a bunch of stray puppies.
Right.
And I fed them a lot of food.
No, you didn't.
A lot of food. And I put little SodaJerk.net bibs on them and released them into a
suburban
neighborhood. And they all have homes. And we now have 70 extra listeners.
Wow.
Who are also dog lovers.
Better than branding.
So, Benji and Puffy and Philippe. I named all the dogs. All
right.
We just have 67 more to go. And Ranger, and Exodus.
Exodus! I almost want a dog. I've never wanted a pet in my life, but I almost want an animal now, just the name of Exodus.
Good old Exodus.
Oh, what a cute dog. What's his name? Exodus. That's amazing.
That's a good dog name.
Anyway, the nonsense that comes from this show has nothing to do with soda. But...
This is the most orange. This looks like radiation orange.
Yes, this is oranging your brain.
What do we got today?
This is Nesbitt of California Orange.
It's an American classic.
Yeah, since 1924, according to this label. This is from Orca Soda Works, who have made other things we've had.
Who?
Orca Soda Works.
Huh.
I will say, maybe they...
Orca Beverage they made, Soda
they,
Works.
I think they made the cola with the pit bull on.
I don't think they did.
I don't remember that one. All right.
No, nothing. The people who made that.
No.
The pit bull?
No.
What pit bull?
The dog.
You're talking about the pig iron cola?
Yeah.
That's a pig.
That is a pig.
And that was bottled by Pig Iron Cola.
Wasn't that Orca Bottle Works?
No.
Are you sure?
Almost positive. See our authentic 50-style bottling plant at orcabeverage.com.
Whatever. I'm not going
to
even...
I kind of want to go to orcabeverage.com.
All right. Well, when I get my laptop out, I will go there.
Okay.
Or are we going there now?
No, wait.
It's got the bottle. It's got the lip. Unbelievable. Thank you.
We are noticing something.
This might be a trend.
The textured lip. You heard it here first, folks, on the SodaJerks.net.
So this is pretty much out front.
By the way,
yeah,
the shirts come in different colors. This one's white. It was $2 because they send you a $2 shirt if you just want to see what they work.
Why are you telling
me? Well, they send me a $2 shirt.
Right, why are you telling
me? Because in case they saw it and they're like, oh, white shirt. But then I realized most people aren't even paying attention to this.
Okay.
Erase this, like it never happened.
I have a Reed shirt on.
You do. Yeah. I didn't even notice you were wearing the tie-dye
Take
reeds.
Take that.
You want to open this and drink
two
it?
Soda-related things. Yeah.
This looks delicious. I love orange soda.
Yes.
Do they have a Nesbitt's grape?
Wire opening. Contains no juice.
I'm going to open this.
I think there's a Nesbitt's grape. Yeah. Contains no juice. Carbonated water, cane sugar, citric acid, sodium benzoate, modified food starch, glycerol, abiate, natural flavor, red number 40, yellow number 6, and brominated vegetable oil. This better be amazing.
My mom makes a mean brominated vegetable
really?
Oil. I forgot to upend this, so I'm going to upend this in my mouth. That's weird.
Think about that.
But watch. That's gross. Now you just tasted it. What's it taste like?
Whoa. It's very carbonated.
Yeah. This smells like Orange Crush.
Yeah, it does.
Which is good.
It also smells like an orange.
Not the R.E.M. song, Orange Crush. That would smell like vinyl or whatever type of medium you were listening to the song on.
Or imagination.
All right. We are drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
It's a good orange soda. It doesn't have...
This has a couple things going on that I need to think about.
It is, it's pretty fizzy. But, like, only in the later stages. Like, it doesn't, like, fizz in your face. It's, hits you, and there's, like, a little extra tingle.
There is something that I can't identify. Right now, I'm
going... Brominated vegetable oil?
That's it. Right now, I'm going to assess it like this. This is a standard orange soda, Orange Crush-like.
Right.
The dude sipping on this and making adjustments said, bring back the orange a little bit, pump the sweetness up a little bit more. But I don't know if it's...
I couldn't have said that better myself. And I know it's boring when we agree on stuff, but that is right on the money. Honey.
Let's not say that again.
Okay. Is it just me, or is this is your bottle slippery? Like, the label is like...
The label is very slippery.
It makes it... I keep thinking I'm going to drop
there's no grippage on the label.
Yeah, I'm going to take off points for that.
There you go.
The problem with a lot of orange sodas is...
I think I might have this.
Okay. The problem with a lot of orange sodas is they are so overly carbonated that they fill you up. It's like pumping CO2 into your stomach.
Yes.
This one, the carbonation has been taken back a bit, so it does not fill up your stomach. Well, you went to the edge of the couch for this.
This is it. Someone took a soda, sipped it, said, this kind of tastes like Orange Crush. Then they said, back up the orange flavor a little. Back up the carbonation a little, make it a little sweeter, and then give it a hint of orange Jell-O.
I have to look at
this.
This
is it. That's your explanation. Swish that. There's our next t-shirt.
I think Nike might sue us.
Oh, yeah. That's true. There's your next slogan, Nike. That just do a thing is getting old.
By the way, when you swish that thoroughly, it is delicious.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
Like, I was like, this is a pretty good orange soda. Then I swished it thoroughly, and I was like, whoa, this is an orange soda.
Have you ever made Jell-O for realsies where, like, you boil it and stuff?
Yeah.
This is the scent of orange Jell-O being boiled in flavor form.
This is having an effect on me like Mr. Frosty Orange does.
Okay.
Mr. Frosty Orange starts off, and this one didn't, but Mr. Frosty Orange starts off tasting like orange cardboard to me. And by the end of it, I am so addicted to Mr. Frosty Orange that I need like 1 or 3 or 18 more. This one started off as a higher quality than Mr. Frosty Orange. And it's getting better and better the more I drink it.
Do you know why I'm laughing?
Because I keep saying Mr. Frosty Orange?
Yeah. This is really good.
If you drink Nesbitt's Orange,
swish
it a lot in your... I almost said your face. Swish Nesbitt's Orange in your face.
Just pour it all over your face.
Nesbitt's Orange. An American classic. I like it.
I like this. That seems like a good spot
To do some
pause
news.
For refreshment.
Can we go to
news,
the website?
That is.
First?
Yeah. What is it?
OrcaBeverage.com.
So that I can prove to you that this...
go for it. Prove to me, Mr.
OrcaBeverage.com. Whoa, you shouldn't...
Oh. Whoa, my goodness.
All right.
Man, look at all that pig iron coal that's on there. That's sarcasm.
Dads.
Go to Gourmet Sodas.
Excuse me. It's like I drank a lot of soda.
Yeah. Yeah, I am about to belch everywhere.
Americana. Maybe we should review that in the future. Maybe it's already in the refrigerator.
Is it?
Yeah, Americana Black Cherry. Future.
You did say Pit Bull, which is funny, and they have Bulldog
Root Beer. That's a good name for root beer.
Is that one on the right of Bulldog? I look like an RCA dog, anyway.
Yes. His master's voice. His master's soda.
Cascade, raspberry, and Yakima Black Cherry Orca flavored soda.
That's a weird bottle. That, I don't know. That should be like a water bottle cover.
Yeah.
For those of you listening, you don't know what we're looking at.
For those of you watching, they don't know what we're looking at. Because no one can see this.
Go to orcabeverage.com and follow along on this not live.
We'll give you a second.
All right. So, our last group had MSN.com. Their email address is orcabev@AOL.com.
Is that just like to shove some kind of cred? Like, we've been around for so long, we actually have an AOL.com address still.
My email address is 1632J,739@CompuServe. I ain't giving it up. I've had that email for 15 years.
I'm on Tenet.
This is the best category. Functional drinks. What does that mean?
Let's find out what a functional
drink is. It's also a motor oil.
Zen Master.
That means you beat yourself with this until you find it.
Zen lame. Master Lemon Lime Soda is a new functional soda. It contains L-phenylalanine, an alpha brain wave enhancer. It increases relaxation, decreases restlessness, and reduces stress.
It's like yoga in a bottle.
Bull.
Four flavors. Lemon lime, strawberry, rhubarb, blackberry cream,
and honey ginger ale.
They sound good. I don't know about...
Is that the only functional drink they have?
Yeah, it is.
What are the drinks for kids?
I don't know.
Because obviously Zen Master, not for...
Crazy Critters, fruit-flavored animal beverages.
I bet that's actually pretty tasty. Wait, I want to read the names. Here are the names. They're bottles shaped like animals. And here are their flavors. There's Apey Grapey, Apple Gator, Dino Melon, Roaring Orange Lion, Blue Raspberry Dino, kind of gave up on that one, and Cherry Lion. They gave up on those last two.
Yes. They're like, we only have four characters, so...
Apey Grapey.
Wait, there are... Oh. Wait, even the Gator and the... The Gator's like, let's take the Dino shape and, like, put some lines in it. And now we got a Gator.
Apey Grapey and, That's really it. The only one.
That's the creative
It's like
one.
Someone went, let's make some Apey Grapey. I got it, Apey Grapey. Okay, think of six more, Steve. And he's like, Cherry Lion.
Look at the bottles are like the tops of Hershey's chocolate syrup. Why would you want
It's like a squeeze bottle. Because it's a kid. If they
yeah,
drop
but that's
it,
a Hershey chocolate syrup thing. Like, I can't imagine like drinking it.
You just do this. It's like a normal water bottle.
One more, the and then we're done. Hey, look, Moxie. That's like fake Moxie. You're there, they changed the bottle. Maybe, wait a minute. Maybe the first version of Viagra?
Moxie?
Yeah, according to, that's a bold statement there. There's Dad's Root Beer, Bubble Up.
I have some Bubble Up.
Good, because I didn't buy any. I almost did. Sioux City Sodas. Nesbitt's, which also has a strawberry and a peach. Oh, man. I bet that peach, I bet that reaches out of the bottle and just hits you in the face and says, I'm good, aren't I? And New Grape, which...
I would like to have some New Grape.
Might be in
or
the future.
Peach.
Might happen in the future.
Cool. We could probably continue.
All right, Orca Beverage. Thanks for paying us. Just kidding.
Time for some news.
Hey.
I don't know.
We like to talk about new... Startup sodas.
We do.
We've talked about Mary Jane.
We do.
And
we did.
This is Wild Bill.
That guy that is Wild Bill. Wild Bill does
no,
not look
Scott
wild.
No, that's Scott Nikolai. He brews soda under the name Wild Bill. The Wild Bill.
Wait, if we ever start a soda company, does that mean we can choose our names?
Yeah, you get to choose your name.
Cool.
Exactly.
Exodus.
Exodus Root Beer? That sounds great. Alright, so this gentleman started Wild Bill's. They are part of, a Bernardsville-based company, which offers Gatling Gun Grape.
Gatling Gun Grape.
Vintage Vanilla Cream, Outlaw Orange, Buckin' Birch Beer. And its most popular, Rocky Mountain Root Beer. All are made with cane sugar, not high fructose corn syrup.
I like the Gatling gun grape.
Yeah, that's the best.
Anytime you can incorporate a weapon of killing into your soda name, I'm all for it. And I'm not being sarcastic.
Like machine gun Mandarin.
Good job. Have you done this before?
Nope. Huh. It just comes like that.
Wow, why are we not making more money?
I don't know.
Or money.
Nick, who forgot the K at the end of his name, worked as a baker, would brew sodas robustly flavored the traditional way. His sarsaparilla soda, for example, was made by boiling the roots of the sassafras tree and adding carbonated water and sugar.
I pictured a tree screaming when it said that for some reason. Like, I'm not all Greenpeace, but when I heard boiling the roots, I just heard...
someone from Greenpeace is going to be like, no.
Don't mix sarsaparilla.
You'll hurt the tree.
We talked slowly at Greenpeace for some reason.
Lumberjack.
Oh.
This is from NewJersey.com.
Why would it be a lumberjack with Greenpeace?
I don't know.
That's a conflict of interest. Com.
This is from ABC7, which reports soda sales down.
Report shows soda sales down. Report shows soda sales down.
And then you get to it, and it says an industry trade group releases a report Monday showing sales of soda and other soft drinks in schools have dropped sharply. That's a bad title.
A 94% decline in juice drinks.
Right. Yeah, but 95% in full calorie.
So,
47% drop in diet.
That's a
soda.
Huge drop. That's like they just took them out of the schools.
That is almost half.
What?
That's almost half. Yeah, that's the shortest article ever.
Yeah, that article is...
That's why we have an extra article.
Ooh.
Hey, look. An article that says sodium benzonate is bad.
It says reducing soda's harm to the liver.
Right.
Oh, actually... Wait. Right. Continue on.
Sodium benzonate has been used in soft drinks for many years. However, discover why this... It's like a journey. Discover why this common preservative has been implicated in being a detriment to our health. And find out how you can help minimize any potential toxic and mitochondrial damage from sodium benzonate.
If anybody's been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, they will know our hatred, more mine than yours. I don't know, do you hate it equally as much as I do?
It's bad for you. How can I?
Yeah, sodium benzoate is not good for you, and a lot of sodas use it. So shame on you. All the sodas we buy, other than a few, like Ugave. Go Ugave.
Yay.
And Reeds.
So it talks about some ways to help try to make... This is, by the way, liversupport.com. Means there's a website for everything.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Benzene is a chemical released into the air from automobile emissions and burning coal and oil. They found U.S. Food and Drug Administration reported finding a high level of benzene in 5 of the 100 soft drinks and beverages tested. Here they are. Safeway Select Diet Orange, Aqua Cow Strawberry Flavored Water Beverage, Crystal Light Sunrise Classic Orange, Giant Light Cranberry Juice Cocktail, and Crushed Pineapple. Have high amounts of benzene. They all agreed to reformulate their drinks. Good for you.
Normally, this is one of those articles that's probably going to be boring to a lot of people, but I really think you should read this article.
It's pretty short.
I highly suggest you go to the site and look at the sodium benzoate article that we posted and read it. Because a lot of people are all high fructose corn syrup. Rah, 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 rah. Let me drink some sodium benzoate, and they don't even realize.
Right?
Yeah,
that's
it's just
thing.
As bad.
A lot of people are.
I think
a lot of people, as you drink some, a lot of people.
Has some good sodium benzoate.
Yeah, the
it's hard to avoid though.
The bus now is about cane sugar. You put cane sugar on there, and people are like, natural. That's it. But that's not all you need.
No,
you need more than just that.
For it to be all natural. You need zero preservatives.
Right. And
few companies do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, essentially this is it's kind of half explaining what it does, which we just kind of mentioned, and also talks about some ways to get that out of your body later on.
Drink Ugave. Or Reeds. Or Hot Lips.
Yeah, just don't have any more as we drink our orange.
Yeah. We're still going to review it. I mean, we review high fructose corn syrup.
We review All types of beverages.
All flavored non-alcoholic carbonated beverages.
That's right. Remember that boat made with bottles?
Yeah.
It's getting set to getting ready to set sail this month.
Okay.
With the aim of crossing the Pacific Ocean. That is the ocean on the western part of the United States and North America.
Good.
Fun fact.
So if I'm looking at America, it's the one on the left.
Right. If you're in Asia, it's the one on the right.
Wow, everything's so backwards over there.
Yeah. It's like the star side of the world.
What in the world?
Exactly. It's going to be 100. The Plastickies. What? I would like to hope that's a joke. Like a joke that they thought of. It would be funny.
Oh, okay.
A 100-day journey is intended to test out new materials and highlight the problem of ocean-borne plastic waste. Its 60-foot hull is built on thousands of 2-liter bottles, which are filled with dry ice and capped to increase buoyancy. The hull itself is built from recycled polyethylene something. Read it.
A chemical engineering degree is going to waste.
And a material widely used in bottles and an experimental fabric based on the same plastic. Electricity is generated by wind turbines, solar panels, and exercise bikes to be used by the crew. It even has its own little garden on board.
I don't really like this story for some reason.
You don't?
No.
There's a composting toilet and a rainwater collection system. 200 miles a day. San Francisco to Sydney.
Fantastic.
The end.
Right. Yay.
I thought it was fun.
Well, it was
Here's
for a little bit.
One of my favorite types of articles where they review soda-related products.
Okay.
Which we should find one of these and review it.
Okay.
The Question by Daphne Monroe of ABC 15 is, will the Fizz Keeper pump keep the fizz in your soda? Just like the bottle top review from Louisiana,
right.
There is a video to accompany this, and it's great. So here's the deal with this. You take your cap off your bottle.
Okay.
And then you replace it with this Fizzkeeper pump. So you screw that on instead. And on top of it is a ball. And you like squeeze the ball a couple times. And then it will, I guess, create pressure or whatever. And that keeps the...
So it doesn't actually... Like, it doesn't take a flat drink and recarbonate it.
Correct. It does not do that.
It puts a lot of... It fills up the bottle with, like, air tightly, so it will not decarbonate.
Correct.
That sounds like a pretty good idea, actually.
All right, this is $4.
Okay, wow. Reasonable. I'm okay with that.
So here's the test they did.
Okay.
They tried it on Coke and root beer, which was mug, and stored all the drinks with the pump and without the pump in the fridge for, guess a period of time.
1 week.
3 weeks.
Wow. That is a good test.
That is a heck of a test.
They're the news. They got all the time in the world.
We poured out the same amount of Coke daily and pumped the Fizzkeeper before pouring the soda each time. We only poured the root beer every few days. All the drinks stayed fizzy for about a week and a half, but after that, the soda without the pump started to go flat. The Coke with the pump stayed fizzy for nearly 3 weeks. The root beer didn't last as long, but most likely is because we didn't pump it every day.
Why, did they just forget?
I think that was
part of the test?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they gave it a thumbs up.
I'd say it's a good test.
3 weeks is very...
3 weeks,
and
the Coke stayed
brutal.
Fizzy for 3 weeks, about.
Good for them.
Go Fizz Pumper.
Yes.
What a great screen name.
Fizz Pumper?
Fizz Pumper.
Sure.
Pumper of Fizz.
Anywho, this one is from newson6.com.
Okay.
Have you heard of Pops, the fuel and food store along Route 66 in Arcadia, Oklahoma?
No.
Well, they sell 600 varieties of specialty sodas.
Wow.
And now, Pops is nearing a milestone. This week, Pops expects to sell its 1 millionth...
Oh, I get it. Pops.
Yep.
Because it's a guy... and it's a soda.
Yeah, that's kind of like our show, Popcast.
Oh, wow.
Because it's a podcast, but it's also...
I wondered why you wanted to name it that.
Yeah, now it makes sense.
12 episodes in, I get it.
So, okay, sometimes this week Pops expects to sell its 1 millionth bottle of Pop. The winner is apparently going to be killed, because here is the prize. The winning customer will receive 66 burgers and fries. 66 scoops of ice cream.
You know what I pictured?
What? Like, here you go.
No, no. Like, like they walk in, yeah, and all these sirens go off, and then burgers and ice cream just fall on top of them. Double Dare style.
Yeah. Double Dare
style. Or ping pong ball style, if you want to go sure. with Captain Kangaroo.
That works. Also, they will also receive 2,400 miles worth of gas, which is the length of Route 66.
Good job.
Even if you're not the buyer of the millions bottle, it's still fun to find new soda flavors. And don't we know that here on the Soda Jerk?
We do. Pop. That's our whole premise. Finding new soda flavors, like Nesbitt Orange, which you haven't drank once.
Kyle Thomas.
Ignored.
Kyle Thomas found his favorite, which is Thomas Kemper Root Beer.
It's a good root beer.
Stephanie Smith bought a variety. I like this. Pops even has the very rare Dublin Dr. Pepper. They're saying it like it's a baseball card.
It is rare, though.
I can't believe I found this. There's only 1,000 of these.
They sell Imperial Sugar Dr. Pepper in the Kroger next to my house.
Yep. They sell
You knew that?
They sell it, like, everywhere.
Do they?
H-E-B has it.
I didn't know that. Wow.
References to Houston, Texas that people from not here won't get.
Meanwhile, and back at the drink...
I was, couldn't think
back at the ranch. By the way, this guy's is a pool table.
Bottle cap is orange as well.
And boring.
Just to imply, we are oranging your brain now. I'm going to drink more.
I want a shirt that just says oranging your brains yep. out.
It will happen. We can make that happen.
I know. Thanks, Printfection. Slash the Love soda it. Jerks. Man, this is some awesome brominated vegetable oil. I've never had brominated vegetable oil that was this good. And you can hardly tell that this food starch is modified.
Is this article, like, bringing down your rating?
No.
I'm going to give mine right now.
Go for it.
Buy a case.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you might do buy a pack.
No, it could never... Because after I first... I started buy a pack. I really did. And then I switched it around. And then it's...
Why are you saying this so fast? It's like a kid telling a story. I started with buy a pack, and then I changed my mind.
And then, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
And then I saw this dog, and I started chasing after it.
Oh, Exodus. And
and then I kept him and named him Exodus.
Now
we need a shirt that has a picture of a dog with, like, Exodus underneath.
Okay.
We'll have a shirt for every episode.
Every episode gets a weird reference.
Matlocking.
Yeah. Anyway, after I switched it around, I immediately pictured a large pallet of this. And I was like, it's by a case. I knew just that.
So as soon as you switched it, you saw, like...
A pallet.
Like
covered in plastic.
Like a forklift backing up into your home. Like just putting it in your garage.
Yeah.
Move the cars out. We're filling
this
up with orange soda.
That's what I pictured. And even after you read the story, I was like, should I? And I was like, you know what? This could never reach by stock because of all the chemicals.
Right, yeah.
I mean, we
absolutely.
Do have chemical drinks that reach by stock.
Yes, we
but
do.
But they are extremely good.
Yeah.
This is
good.
This is good.
It's not like, whoa!
My brain has been oranged out.
I didn't... It wasn't so good I didn't, like, run out the window and I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Success.
Episode 3 was really embarrassing.
All that glass.
All that glass. All that blood. 17 stitches. Anyway, that's not a
bad,
low number.
Yeah, for running out a window.
But yeah, buy a case. Buy a case of Nesbitt Orange. It's an American classic.
Do it.
I really don't know why I finish these every time.
Yeah, I've always got some.
You always got like half of each left.
Well,
and I'm like chugging soda.
I'm reading news and you're drinking. story of my
just
life.
Like mom and dad. mom reads the news and dad drinks.
A little bit too much.
How you think?
Can you? I think we're done.
I think we are.
So here's our normal the end of the show. Hope you enjoyed our run.
The 12th episode.
Over.
Hey.
If you like this show, we invite you, not you, you, the audience, to support us by subscribing to our show on the iTunes, or the Zune Marketplace.
Both can be found on the internet.
On the internet. That will support us. People that subscribe to us receive our shows as soon as they are posted.
Yeah.
So you can go to your iTunes
or your
Zune, and you will say, oh, looky, here's the newest episode of the Popcast that I can enjoy in whatever form I choose.
Right.
If you would like to be our friend, you can do so on Facebook.com or Twitter.com/, I think I did it right that time, the Soda Jerks. You can also see videos of various things, including trailers of our show, where you can see all the visual funniness that you missed.
Visual funniness. That sounds like an improv group.
Great. You know, I was thinking the other day, stand-up comedy is the dumbest thing ever. Because I was in the break room today at work. I'm extending the show. Sorry.
That's fine.
I'm in the break room at work, and I look up, and there's a stand-up comedian performing on Comedy Central, and there's an audience full of people. And I'm like, do these people not have funny friends? Like, I need to pay to get someone to make me laugh, because I know nobody in my life that amuses me.
You like now, several stand-up comics.
Listen.
I know for a fact.
Listen.
Okay.
I do like several stand-up comics, and I have attended two stand-up comics.
I've done two or three.
It was Jerry Seinfeld and Bill Cosby.
Wow, yours are way better than mine.
Because I wanted to see Jerry Seinfeld and Bill Cosby. I also like Jim Gaffigan, because he's hilarious. But it's just weird, the whole concept. It's like, who had that idea? Like, I wonder if anyone out there doesn't really have any funny friends, I'll be funny for them. I'll be funny for a group of people. And they can pay for me to be funny for them.
Jesters?
Yeah, okay. Boom. Jesters.
Yeah.
I bet less people were funny back then. They seemed real serious back then.
Yeah, they did.
Get someone funny for me so I can have a funny friend. Ching-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. That makes me regret telling this story.
Good.
If you want to email us... You can do that, too. We have three email addresses. I'm Mike at thesojerks.net. He is Aaron at thesojerks.net.
I am.
And if you would like to get a hold of both of us, or either or of us, you can contact Twist, our Iguana secretary, at twist@thesojerks.net. And one last reminder, if you would like to buy our shirts, go to our website, which is thesojerks.net, and click on Merchandise. Or for comedic value, Moichandise.
Buy some merchandise.
And or you can go to...
printfection.com.
Thank you, which I will never remember.
Think of Perfection,
slash,
but it's Printfection.
I understand the joke. Oh. Slash, sorry, I did that backwards, the Soda Jerks, right?
Yeah.
Right. I think that's it.
That is it.
Until next time...
Bum, bum, bum.
Drink soda.
We don't have an ending catchphrase.
Yeah, we need a better ending.
This looks ridiculously orange.